Mission Produce closed its $430 million acquisition of Calavo Growers on May 28, 2026, consolidating two of North America's largest fresh produce companies into a single entity that now controls a significant share of avocado distribution from Mexican groves through U.S. retail. This is not just a size story. The way fresh produce credit works, supply concentration works, and board governance works in North America just changed. The deal announced on January 14, 2026, moved fast. U.S. HSR antitrust cleared first. Both sets of shareholders voted on April 28, 2026. Mexican antitrust approval came on May 22, 2026. The deal closed exactly on schedule 5 days later. Calavo shareholders received $14.85 in cash plus 0.9790 Mission shares per share, blending to $26.05 per share based on Mission's closing price of $11.44 on May 27. Mission shareholders will own approximately 80.3% of the combined company, while Calavo shareholders own 19.7%. Kathleen Holmgren was appointed to Mission's board effective May 28, the same day the deal closed, signaling that Calavo's former ownership base secured a governance seat as part of the deal terms. For an AVO equity holder, the governance transition is your near-term focus. New board members who arrive through deal terms bring different incentives than directors elected through the normal proxy process. And in a company that just absorbed a significant acquisition, those differences surface quickly. Read the full 8K exhibits, including employment agreements and board compensation schedules, before your next proxy decision, because capital allocation priorities can shift fast when deal-negotiated directors arrive. For a trade finance lender with perishable goods exposure, your counterparty risk profile just changed. One consolidated entity, replacing two separate credit relationships, carries different concentration risk than the pre-deal structure. Run a fresh credit review before renewing any seasonal facility and pay particular attention to how Mission plans to finance the cash component of the $430 million deal. For a fresh produce distributor or grower supplying either Mission or Calavo, your negotiating position just weakened. A single dominant buyer has more leverage over payment terms than two competing buyers did. If you were relying on competitive tension between Mission and Calavo to protect your margins or payment timelines, that tension is gone now. Review your contracts and renegotiate before the integration is complete. Watch Mission's next quarterly filing for how the company structures its integration financing and whether Calavo's prepared food segment holds its margin under Mission's cost structure. That filing will tell you whether the deal thesis is holding up in reality.